Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Sci-Fi and Scream wishes all you human and alien and friends a safe and harmonious Xmas and a prosperous New Year 2014.
We wish you could stay.
Got to regenerate.
For just one more day.
Got to regenerate.
Our travels have been
feels like we
so
met.
Very nice.
Showed you the stars, but at what price?
I wish you could stay forever.
Maybe I'm not so clever.
Stop listening for the knock at the door.
The girl who waited, waiting no more.
I guess now it's goodbye, sweetie.
Beautiful, please don't leave me.
Well, maybe just a little trip more.
Come on, I'll just get the door.
Can't run anymore.
I really don't want to go. Must it be time to go?
You'll be the same old doctor inside.
Maybe I'll be Ginger this time.
Wish you could stay.
It's time for a clean slate.
Time to regenerate.
Here we are, the Trades Hall. It is sometime in December. It's December the 15th, Sunday, the last of the Splendid Chaps. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream, guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to be here. Hello.
Hello, darling.
John. Hello, yes. Darling. You've got your T-shirt on.
I do. We've got Splendid Chaps T-shirts now. I mean, it's the last gig, but we've got T-shirts now.
It's exciting. In hindsight, maybe we should have done that halfway through. No, we weren't popular. No one would have bought them if we'd done them in June. I think we waited till the right time.
Yeah, we're popular now that we've finished.
Yeah. Oh, they're not coming back.
Yes. We're like Fawlty Towers, like 12 episodes, and let's go out while everyone thinks we're still good.
They die and their art goes up in value. So it's like we're...
Well, you can come back again and again. And that's the question a few people in the audience were asking me. This can't be the end. That's what the feeling was. No, they'll be back.
Doctor Who. That was the title.
Yeah, they've had time.
In the title. Yeah. They want us to do a Johnny Farnham and just keep coming back.
The last time. Again.
I've said this a couple of times. I might as well say it on the record. There's every chance we might come back for a one-off thing at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, we might do... Might do like a reunion show in a year, or we might. The one we keep talking about is to do one in January 2015 for the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who in Australia. And we could talk about Peter Capaldi then. We could talk about, you know, the history of Doctor Who fans and Doctor Who being screened in Australia. We can talk about Australian involvement in Doctor Who, like in the Five Doctors when the ABC co-funded it, that kind of stuff. So,
but I think it's great that, I mean, because these have been huge shows and they've got increasingly insanely big.
I heard the one at ACMI was just a big. Well, it's a complete sellout.
Well, it was. I mean, even the one tonight. Again, we had a band at both of these. Yeah. So, like, having a full band who are great.
Yes.
And Caleb Garfinkel is our musical director, and he's just astonishingly good. And
Art Garfinkel. Sorry?
No, Caleb. Caleb Garfinkel.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No,
he did actually used to do a band called Simone and Garfinkel, where he performed with a female, and they did Simon and Garfinkel covers. So, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't mind that at all.
I met a woman once who was in the Village Girls, I think they were called. They were a Village People tribute band who were all women. And they managed to basically just cancel out any potential audience they might have. Because, you know, the gay boys didn't really want to see a girl band, and the guys who want to see a girl band didn't really want to listen to Village People songs. So it was, the worst concert.
I'm like the only person who really wants to see that. Because I do now that you've told me it exists.
Splendid
so I
Chaps,
go.
The Village People tour.
No. Well, they're coming back.
But there is a thing, we did 1 year, and it was great to go with 1 year, and we could put stupid amounts of effort in because it's 1 year. I mean, we did a play in between two of our shows. We did a highly successful Melbourne Fringe show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Songs for Europe. Songs for Europe, two short shows about Eurovision. And so that's the thing about, we're going to keep working. We're going to do this drama, audio drama next.
Night Terrace. I was thinking Night Sweats or Night.
You keep saying Night Sweats, which is the sexy up late version.
That's the porn parody.
Night Heat.
But this thing, we've just enjoyed working together so much. Absolutely. Except Petra, obviously.
No, I'm just a complete ring-in. I came for one show, the show in this very room.
It still says that on the webpage.
I know. And they couldn't get rid of me, you know?
Yeah.
And it stuck around. I had
we
such
didn't
a good
want
time.
To get rid of you. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. She stayed. Would that be the thing? She came back and stayed and loved it.
It's so much fun. It's just been so much fun. And David Ashton, our fourth chap. And
still packing up out there.
Yeah, he does all the work. It's great.
Oh, looks like he's finished packing up. Okay.
Yeah, David, make sound happen.
Make noise. He's looking pretty bland, over it. Really.
We were talking about how you're the fourth chap and you do all the work. We go, make sound. Make the sound happen.
Press play. I love that. Thank you. So tech.
It's been a long year for David. We don't want to tax him anymore.
Yeah.
No, but David, this is real life. You don't need to be amplified.
It's true. But it's
for the radio, you kind of need.
Well, yeah. But no, it's great that I think it's lovely to have a collaboration where you really do enjoy working with everyone and everybody kind of compliments each other, you know.
Our trip to Sydney, where the three of us are sitting next to us on the plane, and of course we're bantering back and forth and coming up with ideas, and I felt really sorry for everyone else on the plane. But we had fun.
And so did Sydney people get it? Did they get it?
Oh, no, Sydney people were great, but...
They are people too, yeah.
Sydney audience is way more aggressive than Melbourne audience. Yeah. No, they were really into it, but they'll disagree. I disagree! Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we were, because it was the Monsters episode, when one of our guests said, yeah, I really like... What did she like? Was the malice.
The malice.
Yeah, she's like, I really like the malice, which is from this one Peter Davison story. Someone in the audience was like, no. It's like, whoa, come on. Okay. There's no wrong way to be a fan except being a dick. Don't be a dick. That's the golden rule.
But no, this is great. We've got audiences everywhere. We've got, you know, we get messages in from
UK,
America, New Zealand.
We've had a lot of really lovely ones this last week. From people saying, we don't want you to stop, keep going. And it's nice to, I think it is nice to go out on a high.
Yeah.
And we will, you know, we're going to keep working together. And as I say, there's every chance there might be one more at some point in the future, but we'd have no plans for when or what that would be.
Yeah.
So, you know, wouldn't say never, but certainly we will not be coming back anytime soon.
No, you need a
break. Johnny Farnham.
No, Johnny Farnham.
Or Kevin Rudd. No.
No.
Well, that worked out so well for him, didn't it?
All right, guys. Well, it's been fantastic and quite a journey, and I think just remarkable what you have done. All Doctor Who power to you guys.
Oh, thank you. And of course, their podcast, so they live on forever.
Yes, forever and ever.
I'll be really, I would find it hilarious if, like, somebody famous listened to one and tweeted about it or something, and then, like, 3 million people listened to it. I mean, that won't happen, but I thought it would be hilarious.
If Peter Jackson listens to it, 3 million people, that's the whole population of New Zealand, it could happen.
It's true. No, I was just thinking, you know, because it's still there and we're not making any more, someone could find it now and then go back and listen to all of it.
We tried to make them so you can listen to them. We tried to make it deliberately, you can go back.
Yeah. Like, we don't talk about the current episodes that have just aired.
Exactly.
We don't talk about, sort of any topical issues at all.
Mm.
It's all, here's our impression of this bit of Doctor Who that is already in the past anyway.
That period of time as well. Yeah. Reflected, we reminded ourselves. So.
And I think the only thing that dates it is that we did an episode where we talked about Matt Smith's era, and we don't talk about his last episode. But, you know, that's all right. We talked about, we only missed one.
It's pretty good.
And we didn't expect that. Like, we didn't know he was going to leave at the end of the year. Mm. So that's kind of weird, actually. Because it means that, there's a Doctor that we're going to leave out. But that's all right. He's going to show up after we've finished. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't
or
count.
Or will he? I'm not sure. You know, it's just like, maybe it's a ruse. Maybe he's not going to do anything at all.
Who
does know how Stephen Moffat's mind works?
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. All right, now before we do go, a Christmas message, just whatever you like from Splendid Chaps, from yourselves, to everybody out there listening to this podcast from Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thank you, it's good, keep warm for me.
There's no wrong way to be a fan of anything, not just Doctor Who. And that includes Christmas, so if you don't like Christmas, that's fine. I hope you have a good time.
Yeah, stay fabulous, Screamers. Stay fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Petra and Ben. That was Splendid Chaps. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Splendid Chaps. Goodbye.
Bye. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy books, video games, comics, television, and geek conventions. Goodbye, 2013. Goodbye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.